Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. A while back, we presented what's probably the definitive movie version of the Robin Hood story, The Adventures of Robin Hood with Errol Flynn. Today, we have a couple of somewhat different takes on the story. Our main feature is the Disney animated movie Robin Hood. The idea of Disney presenting a Robin Hood movie was really nothing new. They'd produced a live-action version of the story in the United Kingdom in 1952. And the idea of an animated version, with animals in the roles, had been discussed for many years. When it was finally made, it was the first Disney feature made entirely after Walt Disney's death. It's not as well known as some other Disney features, and it has been criticized for copying some animated sequences from other Disney movies, either as a stylistic choice or as a cost-cutting measure. On the other hand, it has a solid cult following among Disney fans, and it features some great voice work, particularly from Phil Harris, who all but reprises his role as Baloo the Bear from Jungle Book in his role here as Little John, and from Peter Ustinov and Terry Thomas. Odd Couple fans will notice the voices of Carol Shelley and Monica Evans, a few years after they appeared in the play, movie, and TV series versions as the Pigeon Sisters. Now you may be wondering why, in a story based in England, some characters speak with southern accents, courtesy of singer Roger Miller and actors Andy Devine, Pat Buttram, George Lindsay, and Ken Curtis. Well, that's a holdover from the original and rejected idea for the movie, setting it instead of England, in the Deep South, in the U.S. Well, as I said, it was a rejected idea. And as you might expect, the movie does play kind of fast and loose with the canonical Robin Hood legends. The same can be said of our bonus attraction, the Merry Melodies cartoon Robin Hood Daffy. It features Daffy Duck as a less-than-heroic Robin, and Porky Pig as a less-than-believing Friar Tuck. It was the last of the cartoons pairing Daffy and Porky from director Chuck Jones, and it features some of the series' best laughs. Yoicks and away, indeed. Just a reminder about our twice-weekly screenings of new DVDs here at the library. They're scheduled on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, usually. Space is limited, so you must call ahead to reserve a seat. The schedule is posted at the reference desk and on our website. That website address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. That's also where you'll find a list of our previous classic movie presentations, plus links to each movie. And we're still interested in your comments and suggestions. In particular, we'd like to know which of our movies you liked. You can send us those comments by calling 908-754-7885, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or posting them on our Facebook page. Well, thanks a lot for stopping by, and we hope you enjoy the show. And now, from Walt Disney Productions in 1973, here's Robin Hood. And from Warner Brothers in 1958, here's Robin Hood Daffy.